The Third Child's Story by Spotted Goat of the Obsidian of Madidino. My mother didn't intend to conceive me. She was too lazy to abort me. My first name was Careless. Her house was Obsidian. Her town was Madidino. Her household was in Spotted Stone House. The people of Madidino are like gravel, like sand, like poor dirt. My father's house was blue clay. He lived in Sinshan, in his mother's household. The people of Sinshan are like thistles, like nettles, like poison oak. My mother's husband's house was blue clay, too. He lived in Madidino, in her household. I am a superfluous person, a low-quality person. My soul is small. I did not learn to dance well, or to sing well, or to write well. I don't like farming. I have no skills. Animals run away from me. My older sister and brother were stronger than me and never waited for me and never taught me anything. My mother's husband was their father. He cared only for them. He never taught me anything. My mother's mother was impatient. She thought I should not have been born. She said I wasn't worth teaching. I didn't dance any wakwa till I was 13. Nobody in the Hayamas would teach me the songs. Nobody would teach me the dances. I put on undyed clothing when I was 14, when some blue clay people from Sinshan took me on the salt voyage, but I didn't see any visions. When I was 15, a blue clay girl kept pestering me. She kept hanging around. She made me come inland with her. She got pregnant. We got married. She miscarried the child. She put my clothes outside her door. I had to go back to my mother's household. They didn't want me in that house. I had to work all the time for my mother's husband farming, for my mother at the power plant, for my grandmother doctoring animals. There was a serpentine girl wearing undyed clothing that I kept following around until she came inland with me. Her parents said we couldn't be married in their household, that she was too young to get married, that they didn't want me living there. So she and I went to Telinana. We lived with some serpentine people. We worked at different things there. The people of Telinana are like flies, like mosquitoes, like gnats. They think they're great-souled because their town is big. They think they're important because their town has big dances. They think they know everything because their town has big hayamas. They think what they do is right, and other people are ignorant, and everybody should do what they say. I kept getting into fights there. Those people picked fights with me. The young men picked on me. I was always being hurt. I got knocked down. My front teeth got loosened. They didn't fight fair, so I used a knife. I split the belly of one of those young men. They made a big fuss. They sent me back to Madidino. They sent the serpentine girl back, too. She went to her mother's house, but I didn't go to my mother's house. I went to a summer place in the hills. It was cold there. It was lonesome. It rained all the time. I got sick there. I got chills and fever. I nearly died there alone. I went to Sinshan. My father's mother took me in. I stayed in Up the Hill House. They kept telling me I had behaved unwisely. I should learn more. I should be more mindful. I went down with them to fish at the mouths of the Na. We spent a long time fishing in those dangerous salt marshes. We didn't catch much along those dreary beaches. They said I was pestering a young girl there, but she was pestering me. She was always hanging around me. I went back up the river, but that girl followed me. She came inland with me. We tried to stay in On Malin, but people there said the girl was too young. They said she ought to go home to Sinshan. The people in On Malin are spiteful, meddling, and provincial. They interfered with us, and some blue clay people took the girl back to Sinshan, and I went alone to Tachas Tochas. In Tachas Tochas there was not much to do. There was no household to live in. There weren't any friendly people. The people of Tachas Tochas are like scorpions, like rattlesnakes, like black widow spiders. An old red adobe woman in Tachas Tochas kept pestering me. She made me live in her household. She made me get married to her. I lived there a long time, working hard for that old woman. For 10 years I worked for her household. Her daughter was a grown woman. who had a daughter growing up there, and that girl began pestering me. She lived there in her grandmother's house. She was always hanging around there. She made me have sex with her. She told her mother and grandmother about it. They told the Hayamas. The Hayamas people told the whole town. People came and shamed me. They humiliated me. They drove me away. None of them ever wanted me. None of them ever trusted me. None of them ever liked me. There's no use going to a town where I haven't been yet. All the towns are just the same. People are all just the same. Human people are small-souled, selfish, and cruel. I'll live here in Medidino, where I'm not wanted, or trusted, or liked. I'll live here in my mother's house, where I don't want to live, and they don't want me to live, doing work I don't like. I'll live here to spite them 9 years more, and 9 more years after that, and 9 more years after that.